the venue manager and the show, or should I say director, three venues now at the Warren? Are you becoming the big one?
No, there's four venues in total in Green Upstairs 3 and 10. We're not the big one, we just extended into the church. So we have a lovely church space with lots of music gigs.
James Turnbull, that's the name of you, but you are growing, aren't you?
We're up this year. We've got 349 performances, so we're bigger than we were last year. Not massively, but just following demand, really, I think, for our shows. It's a very nice programme.
How do you continue to look after all those shows?
It's a good question for these guys. Same way we always have done, really, in that we respect the art, as first and foremost when we put it on. So we're not, no one makes money at Fringe, really. We're just here to have a good programme and a solid programme throughout the month. So we look, what's really key for us is to look after shows and see where they're going beyond Brighton Fringe. Brighton Fringe is a great stepping stone. It's great for people of Brighton and surrounding areas to come see shows here, but actually it's about the shows moving on, progressing to Edinburgh, international, other festivals around the world.
And finally, one thing that we might have missed, so it's back, and one new thing.
Oh, that's on the spot, isn't it? Okay, so the Bloody Ballad, which is a beautiful show by a company called Gaggle Babble. We gave with Brighton Fringe, the Emerging Talent Award in Edinburgh. It's coming down for the opening weekend. It's an amazing show. It's a band live on stage. As the band play, things fall apart. You see a narrative, you hear stories. So that's a kill out. And we've got Shitface Shakespeare back. By popular demand, sold out last year.
Recommended by Fringe Review.
Yes, of course, recommended by Fringe Review. With eyes on the prize at all times with Fringe Review. So a bit of old, a bit of new, a bit of local, a bit of international. Something for everyone, we hope.
And finally, that was the venue and the show at the venue. We've got, can I have your names?
My name's Amalia.
And I'm Steve.
And we're all in theatre and our show is Lovesick.
Tell us about clown comedy.
Clown comedy is a tricky one because you've got to play from the audience, so each night is a bit different. We're drawing from you, so we're all in the same room together and we just plan to have a very good laugh.
How's the show developed?
Well, we performed it at Camden last year and we came up with a structure for the show. It's about these two aliens that land on the planet Earth looking for a drug to cure their dying species. And they hear the song by Roxy Music, Love is the Drug for Me, and they think that might be the cure. So we started from that point, and then we sort of learned from our mistakes last year. We did get a 5-star review, so we're just planning to make it bigger and better, if we can.
We had a good laugh. We had a really good laugh.
And can you indulge me? Allow me to be a fly on the wall at one of your rehearsals.
Okay, so we don't have a director. We direct ourselves. We actually physically have a hat that we put on when it's each other's turn to direct.
A director's hat.
So it's a lot of messing around and just trying to push it. We're an absurdist company, so we try and make each other laugh as much as we possibly can. And if we manage to do that, then it generally stays in the show. And if it makes the audience laugh, then it stays in the show. And if it doesn't, we cut it.
I'll take a risk on this final question. I often ask performers, why aren't you working in an office? But they've recently been replying, I am working in an office. But anyway, why aren't you working in an office?
I find it incredibly frustrating and I can't do the same thing every day. And I'm probably a bit too badly behaved to work in an office.
Thanks very much.
Nice, yeah.